Phone Boy Speaks, episode 405, past present.
There was a time in the not too distant past where if I wanted to see something that happened previously, trying to find that information would be impossible. And this was, you know, days before the internet and days before information was easily digitized. I mean, you know, you had to go research things in a library or worse, right, to actually be able to actually find stuff. And now you've, the internet, of course, has made a lot of stuff available. People have digitized information and made it available. And in fact, you could probably find just as much information about the past as about something that happened today. There's information is coming on the internet from the past and the present at an absolutely dizzying rate. And, you know, who's to say that, you know, somebody will confuse something, with the, that happened in the past to actually happen today, or could be, all of a sudden be the new hip thing, right? Because now it's, the world's just content that's been generated over, the decades and the centuries, even, we're starting to see more information from the past. I mean, there's some lady that had 170,000 VHS tapes reportedly, according to this Wired article I read, that were like newscasts from, more than 30 years or something. And just think about, putting all that information, making it all available and searchable and stuff. I'm sure Google was trying to figure out how to do all that stuff. Getting the information out there is one thing. And of course, there's going to be, searchable tools like this podcast, right? I assume that someday that Google will figure out how to digitize my podcast into words that they can index. I don't think they're doing it today, but just think about, the present that we're living in, which is that, we have more access to information than we've ever had before, just because of the power of the internet. We can access the past, the present, and even the future to an extent, right? We have all of that at our fingertips. And what does that mean for society? What is it, is this some kind of singularity moment? I don't know. But it's definitely, when you think about it, it's actually, it's really interesting. And I wonder, I don't think we can anticipate exactly how that's going to affect society, but it is the reality we're living now. And, the access to information is, as I say, it's unprecedented in the history of humankind. And, it's only going to get, there's only going to be more and more information. There's going to be, more and more need to collate it and search it and find stuff. As I say, the guys from Google, I'm sure, are working on searching all of this stuff. That seems to be the one thing that they do well, suck up data. So, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But it is an interesting just to think about the implications of just having all this information at our fingertips. I know we kind of live it every day, but just, I don't know. I'm still utterly amazed by it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.